folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for this next hour. This is show number 66, and I know I should be playing like songs of Route 66 or something like that, but anyways, I've decided to play music from Denmark, just because we can. So we're starting off with a couple of piano player and a fiddle player, as you can tell. De Vries and De Beck are called. I'll tell you a bit more about them in just a moment. And the whole show is music from Denmark, so I'm glad you could be with us. And I'll talk to you a bit more in a moment. This is a contra dance, by the way, in case you get the hankering to get up on the floor. Slight hesitancy in your step there. I think you've probably reached the end of your dance, and we're almost at the end, 10 seconds till the end of that track. And that is a fiddler and a piano player. De Vries and De Beck is what they're called, but Tove and Malene are their names, and they've performed as a duo for dances and concerts around Denmark, playing a lot of Danish traditional dance music. And Tove De Vries, who's the fiddle player, learned from her father, Niels De Vries, who's well known as a Danish fiddler. So they play lots of polkas and mazurkas and waltzes and sonderhonings and hopses and minuets and hamburgers, not the kind that you eat or aren't supposed to eat too many of, based on the new Canada Food Guide. But anyways, they're from, lots of those are from the area of the Danish mainland and Jutland, or Jutland if you didn't pronounce it in the same way. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, possibly on Bay of Islands Radio CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador. And I'm glad you could join me however you are here. Next up we have, and as I said, this is all music from Denmark, a band called Zaar, Z-A-R. And Zaar are a trio or a quartet or a quintet. They've been in various forms, actually, over the years. They've released somewhere on three albums, I guess. And again, they're using the rich Danish tradition. Since this is Roots and Branches Beyond, I will play Danish music that has some sort of connection to the Danish roots. Denmark, yes, the land of cheese and pork. If you've ever been there, they don't go long without cheese. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. But the music of Czar is sort of smooth and clear and organic. It's fiddles, guitar and bass, and they play acoustic dance music all over Denmark. But they also kind of dabble in sort of indie rock kind of sounds. And so the opening chords of this track might sound like an indie rock set of chords, but for the most part they're interpreting dances with a bit of jazz and actually a bit of classical and so on. They've been around, started at 1996, I think, is when they began, and certainly there are hopses as well here and quadrilles, and this is a band called Czar.
Det τις μορφή άλλα γυαλίδε. Ελς νόια σύρα την σωμιά βιλέ. Με στόφανα ήλσε ποιό.
Band, they're called Czar, doing a traditional Danish number, and that was called, well, you're going to make me say the name of that, aren't you? Yeah, it was Kærligheidsstræta, or something like that. Anyway, I hope you got a word or two in there. We're listening to music from Denmark today on the show, and I know I've played a bit of Danish music in the past, but I haven't done a whole show for it, so I hope you get a little bit of insight into the folk and roots music, anyways, from this country. Next up we have Baltinget, Baltinget, and the folks who opened our show, Tove and Malene, are also in this band sometimes, off and on, and so Baltinget is sometimes considered one of the more progressive and professional bands in current Danish folk music. They've been together since about 1992. They've performed at pretty much all of the Danish folk festivals, as well as many festivals abroad as well. Kind of a dynamic and intense and swinging music. Well, we say that about a lot of music, don't we, these days? But the strength of traditional Danish music there in this band is sort of merged with modern compositional music, and so they do some different interpretations of traditional tunes. So we're going to hear Captain Billy og Jordan Mansilgen, but it's about but a captain. So that's enough to know, right? This is a band called Baltinget. We'll be right back. That's a band called the Baltinget, and a lovely little track there. I like how they're experimenting with different sorts of percussive sounds in the middle of that. Baltinget from Denmark, as are all of the musicians today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. And welcome to those who are listening on Voice of Mon Bay, either in Norris Point, 95.9 FM, or Rocky Harbour, 98.1 FM CHBB. And I'm glad that you could join us that way, or however else you're listening. Next up, we have a group that, as a group, they're called Afengin, A-F-E-N-G-I-N-N. And it's fronted by a, they call him a chamber pop renegade, Kim Nyberg. And he gets a bit epic sometimes, but he always circles back to his starting points, which is sort of the odd meters and the odd modes of his roots, of music of his roots, sort of an eccentric intensity, if you know, in the Nordic music in general. He actually grew up in a small town in southwestern Finland, but when he decided to pursue music professionally, he went to Copenhagen, which is a lovely music scene. It's a lovely city in general. And so he went there. He started a Balkan brass-inspired band, kind of a clever party band with his friends. And actually, they called their project then Afengin, which means both strength and intoxication in Old Norse. And they did very well. They toured North America. They played South by Southwest, which is a great festival for up-and-coming bands and established bands. Kim is a musicologist by training. And he heard how classical forms and it could intersect with sort of the more groove-oriented, popular and global sounds. And he loved the great classical pieces of the late 19th, early 20th century, as well as Balkan brass. And he tried to put them together. He said that their early years as a band were filled with rowdy, smoky club gigs, you know, your typical rock band situation. And at one point he, and I quote him here, 6 years ago I changed my lifestyle radically. I stopped being stupid. I stopped partying. I wanted to play more shows in concert halls, less in late night smoky bars. The music I wrote was very mellow, chamber music-like, soundscapey, Nordic. This was a conscious choice to work more like a classical group would work. And so his journey continues. And that's one way of getting out of smoky bars is to play classical music, I guess. This is then a track from Afengin. And it's a bit of a hodgepodge of different styles and different meters and so on. And the track is called Master Plan. And the band, again, from Denmark, Afengin.
Thank you.
and that's a band called Daven Ginn. A rather jaunty little tune there, and I hope you enjoyed that. We're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, music from Denmark. My name is Ivan Hemke with you. This is show number 66. If you ever want to get in touch with me, you can always email ivan@boir.ca. You can also look up Roots and Branches and Beyond. I've got the shows are becoming archived. I've got them archived on a website, so give me an email and I'll let you know how to find out not to miss a show. Next up, we have a band called a Folktronica band, I suppose, formed about 1995, Sorten Muld. M-U-L-D, Sorten. And it means black soil or dark ground. And that's the English translation. Anyways, they've won a couple of Danish Grammys. And they play a lot of folk instruments like bagpipes and flutes and violins. And but sort of in an electronica composition style that some people even characterize them as a dance or techno. And their lyrics are old stories from the Danish folk tradition, lyrics about jealousy and, you know, murder and mythology and creatures and all that. And they've sort of gone into hiatus, or they're working on other bands or whatever, but they keep popping up once in a while at a festival. And so this is something called Two Sisters, or, well, that's the English translation of it. And again, it's kind of adding their sort of Nordic trance-like electronica sound to something that is generally traditional. So this is the band called Sorten Muld. We'll be right back. with Sorten Muld, another Danish band there, and something called Two Sisters. And it really reminds me, in a way, back in my youth when I was listening to, you know, like the early Black Sabbath and so on, that first album on record, where they were trying to create an atmosphere. And, you know, for my money, the Nordic bands sometimes really have much more menace and supernatural nature in there. Supernatural nature? That doesn't really make sense. Anyway, sorry about that. In their music than, some of the more straight-laced British early headbanger bands who were trying to do the mysterious thing. Anyway, that is Sorten Muld, and you can just, from the sound of her voice and what's in the background, you can tell something is going on that maybe is not all that pleasant. Next up, we have another band that sort of explore that territory as well. This is a band called Valravn, V-A-L-R-A-V-N, and it means Raven of the Slain. It's a supernatural raven, and there's stories about this throughout that areas of Europe and so on and so forth, and it's ravens that, well, it's kind of gross anyway. It just sort of gets into that noir. But anyways, ravens that have special powers because of what they eat. You can look it up yourself, V-A-L-R-A-V-N, if you'd like to really need to know. But Valravn was a Danish and a Faroese band, the Faroe Islands as well, which has good connections with those Nordic countries. And they were around for maybe 10 years, 2005, 2013 or something like that, 14. They played Scandinavian folk music and electronic music, used a lot of traditional instruments and historical instruments as well. They have three albums up, but the instruments included things like the santur and sensula and the davul and the kayan and the dulcimer and the of course, mandola and bouzouki and key harp and so on, the lyre and so on. So there are some connections though as well to Sorten Muld. They did sort of collaborate to some extent. The singer, Anna Katrin Egilstrad, is often compared to the Icelandic singer Björk, and you can decide whether that's a fair comparison or not. They released about three albums, something like that, and so this is a track called Kelling. The band is called Valravn. Fyrirji eti smörðla pregi og spyr hún við varmi Fyrirji eti fri harmi og start upp og dansa Fyrirji skal ég dansa við og hella núm og smjala núm Rumpi núm og stofi núm starta Satun efrandu stærsti þeir Stærka fyrir að kvöldna mella við gröfum gumpi og hvítu nela og búrstu gottu rjóni Gentle ranch, a pot of pivot, ranch, come on, you spell. Now, chattling liquor, a tour on day of fancy at the smell of a day of spell on the barme. Fancy at the free arme, or start to dance. Yeah. So the singer there, Katrin Egilstrad, Anna Katrin Egilstrad, is from the Faroe Islands. We've heard some other music there. The Faroe Islands, if, in case you don't know, it's roughly halfway between the coast of Scotland and Iceland. And they won, this band, which is called Valravn, have won about, or nominated at least for a number of Danish Music Awards by pulling together the kind of traditional material, and so the raw energy and their electronics and the Nordic folk roots and so on. So we're listening to music from Denmark today, and you could be listening on CHMR, which is 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Mun Radio, and I'm glad you are with us today. I'm going to sort of stretched you a little bit into the Nordic noir, folk noir kind of genres there, and so we're going to go into just some happy, jolly dance music now, just to sort of throw off all of that cult material. Anyway, this is a band called Habitakuk, and I think I've played them before some time ago, but they're powerful horns, toe-tapping fiddles, you know, great rhythms, one of Denmark's leading folk bands, and it's guaranteed to get you on the folk on the dance floor with this sort of folk music. It's salsa and big band jazz. It's a nine-piece orchestra. They won, for their debut album, they won Album of the Year at the Danish Music Awards, Folk Music Awards. They're kind of a North Sea version, it said, of La Patine Souriante, that great band from Quebec. Or some people compare them to the English band Bellowhead. Both of those bands I've played before. The band takes their name from a catchy, kind of a nonsense song they found in a remote Jutland parish tune book. And they do a lot of polkas. And Sonder Honings, which I've mentioned before, but that's a Danish style, which sort of is similar to the polka, but it has more swing to it than the polka does. And this is one of those bands, large folk bands, which seems to have this very popular strategy, a winning strategy, basically, is it's the sheer joy of playing together. It's just infectious with people who are listening. And certainly Habitakuk is one of those, if you get a chance to see them. From Denmark, this is something called Gammel Trætur. Thank you. Excellent. That's good fun there. I can tell that you, hopefully, you were dancing to that, because if you weren't, something's wrong with your pulse, I suppose. That was a band called Habakkuk, and it's a big nine-piece band, a wonderful live band as well. Next up for our tour through Denmark, we're going to hear something slightly different. This is a band called, not that the other things weren't different from each other before, Analogic, A-N-A-L-O-G-I-K. And they're a Danish band from Aarhus, which is a big city in the north of Denmark. Lovely city, actually. Wonderful, actually. It's smaller than Copenhagen, not quite as crazy, but it has all of the amenities you'd want from a city in Denmark. But what they do is they use they have guitar and flute and air and organ and saxophone, bass and violin and so on. But they also have a guy with a laptop and turntables. But the band formed back in 2002, something like that, and their first album came out 4 years later. They've done a lot of touring and did a lot of gigs. They mix elements of jazz and electronica, and, but reggae and Balkan music as well. And so they list on their Facebook group sort of electronica and jazz and hip-hop and Balkan and so on. They refer to themselves on Facebook as four dudes from Denmark making funky music since 2002. So that sounds pretty dandy, I suppose. So we'll listen to a track called Gypsy Doodle, and the band from Denmark, Analogique.
The gypsy doodle will get in your hair, and if you catch it, it couldn't be worse. The things you say will come out in reverse, like
you love I and me love you.
That's the way the gypsy doodle works. The gypsy doodle is easy to find. It's always going in the back of your mind. You never know it until it's too late, and then you're in such a terrible state, like
the moon jumps over the cow hill.
That's the way the gypsy doodle works.
Very cute. That's the Gypsy Doodle, and that's a band called Analogique, and a band from the country of Denmark, which we are playing music from today. Next up we have, and you could be listening at Radio Belle Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, and I'm glad that you could join us. We have a band called Baby Love and the Van Dangos. heading up next. And how's this for a band promo statement from that band? And I quote, "In a world of fast food music and short expiration dates, Baby Love and the Vandangos are hell-bent on trying to claw their way through the white bread that fills the airwaves and give an alternative to people who feel that it doesn't quite fill their belly." End of quote. I think that's one sentence, indeed. Not short and punchy at all, but it's a ska band from Denmark, and they first started in Copenhagen in 2004. They played hundreds of concerts and some of the biggest festivals in Europe to these little tiny stages that aren't really large enough for a seven-piece band, which is what they are. They've released three studio albums, and their roots are planted very deep in the traditions of early Jamaican music, but also blues and doo-wop and soul and so on. This is certainly dancing music. But the band's name again is Baby Love and the Vandangos. And the track we're going to listen to is called So Long CPH. CPH, for those of you who, you know, don't know, is Copenhagen. So they're saying goodbye to Copenhagen there. But here we go. Some more music from Denmark.
And start over someplace new again, all over again. But it's been my modus operandi for so long to up and out when the feelings get too strong again, all over again. But just believe me when I say so long, Copenhagen. It's been a blast, but the stone's got to roll again. Copenhagen, believe me when I tell you, you'll always be my best friend. Copenhagen, it's been a blast, but this cat's got to dash again, 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 all over again, oh, all over again. My pants, they catch fire. But to stay and wear a smile would make me a bigger liar again, all over again. So I slowly turn and walk as the flames, they burn high. Just one more baritone loss for the celestial choir again, oh, all over again. The stone's got to roll again. Copenhagen, believe me when I tell you, you'll always be my best friend. Copenhagen, Copenhagen, it's been a blast, but I gotta dash again, 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 all over again. Oh. Well, I guess it's been in my blood since the day I was born. A gypsy from the north, I was prepared to move on again, all over again. I'm always peeping around corners, always looking out ahead, just looking for a city that's more alive than dead again. Oh, all over again. Just believe me when I say, just believe me when I say, so long. The stone's got to roll again. Copenhagen, believe me when I tell you, you'll always be my best friend. Copenhagen, it's been a blast, but this cat's got to dash again, 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 again and again and again. Oh, believe me when I tell you, you'll always be my best friend.
super catchy little song. That is something called So Long CPH, or So Long Copenhagen. And that was a band called Baby Love and the Vandangos from Denmark. One more track from them. In fact, I'm looking at my clock here, and I think I probably have time to slip in another one after that. So I'm just going to play, I'll play this, I'll introduce it and then play it. And I'll slip in a little bit more of How About a Cook? How about that? Just because there's so much fun to dance out to. But next up we have Himmerland. And before I tell you about that, I just want to mention that CJBU Caper Radio, some folks are listening in Sydney, Cape Breton, and thanks for joining me. And thanks however you joined this this show. Himmerland is a peninsula in the northeastern Jutland in Denmark, and a band has taken that name. It's one of the most traveled bands right now on the sort of the world roots and folk music scene. It tours in lots of parts of the world, performs new music, rooted in different styles. They have five members who all sort of have very different kind of backgrounds, and they pull them together, and they blend these old Danish ballads and fiddle tunes and improvisations and new music and so on. The first lineup got together in 2010, and they played their first concerts at festivals and venues in the Faroe Islands. There comes the Faroe Islands again. Maybe I should do a show all of Faroe Islands music sometime. And they also played in Europe, Hungary and Bulgaria and so on. They released their first album in 2012 then, called New Roots Music from Denmark. And the five members are Ishkil, who has sort of mixes Danish music with jazz, Jens, who's been part of the Swedish folk music scene, and he teaches in Sweden and in Denmark, Kirstin, who comes from a family of great traditional musicians and dancers from the island of Funen, and also does a fair bit of classical music too. Andre, who is from Poland originally, but has lived in Denmark most of his life, 30-some years and whatever. Actually, so, Agi is from Ghana, and he's lived in Copenhagen for more than 30 years, but Andre has mostly lived in Denmark as well. So you see that you've got people who are come from different areas, a couple of areas of Denmark, but also from three other regions, the Faroe Islands, Ghana, and Poland. And so they've kind of mixed all of this together. This is from their CD called The Spider in the Fiddle. And it's called Sol de Rope, and it's a lovely kind of a quiet ending. This is going to be the ending song, which is a Hans Christian Andersen poem or whatever that was set to music. But we'll listen to this and then something else afterward, which is a little bit more like maybe a hopsa or something like that. Thanks for joining me, and I hope that you've enjoyed this music, music of Denmark. And take care of yourselves and each other, and have a good week. Happy trails. See you next time.
Doodle.